This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. People using subprime loans to buy cars are falling behind on payments at the highest rate since the financial crisis. That could lead to higher costs for people who want to purchase cars and also trouble for automakers. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains.
Subprime loans are riskier than other loans because they're made to people who don't have the best credit history. Lawrence J. White is an economics professor at the NYU Stern School of Business.
They've got some blemishes. They may have delayed repayment in the past.
To make that risk worth it, lenders charge higher interest rates. Now, with losses from these subprime auto loans rising to more than 9% as of January, auto lenders will probably raise interest rates even more. Stephen Ricciuto is an economist for Mizuho Securities USA.
This then raises the cost of financing a car for individuals.
Yesterday's rate hike by the Federal Reserve will also bump up interest rates and could make cars more expensive.
And that's going to make it harder for car companies to sell product.
Ricciuto points out the automakers already have a huge backlog of cars sitting on their lots. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.